I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today I want to talk about the power of connection, in-person connection. It's huge. I've talked a little bit about loneliness recently and how it's not just about being alone, but I also know that physical isolation has its own damaging effects. Recently, I decided to fly across the country in advance of the business trip that I was taking, just to work from a friend's home instead of my own. Sure, it cost me a small bit of money to do that, but it also gave me this huge return, the chance to be in a house full of people, full of love, and energy to breathe in the middle of this wild existence. It was fantastic. I live alone and I enjoy the quiet start to my days or the ease and just being able to take care of myself, but only to an extent. Quickly, I realize after a period of time that my space, my soul, it needs more activity, it needs more stimulation, and can only really be fortified by being with other people. Sure, I've considered getting a pet, but I travel a little bit too much, and I just feel like the cost of boarding an animal and really not being there for them just doesn't feel sensible right now. Besides, it's a really big commitment, and well, I think I'll be ready for that at some other point in time. Visiting friends with their kids and their pets seems to sort of fill that part of me. So here I was in the middle of my friend's home, getting up early with the kids for school or seeing them come home at their end of their day. And I have to say, it was a noticeable difference to be in the middle of that swirl. I just thoroughly enjoyed it and found, okay, this is exactly what I needed. And for 10 straight days, this is exactly what I got. It was great. I got to hear the gossip of local school conversations. I got to hear about, you know, who was doing what, who performed well that day and what tests were being studied for. I have to say it was really very exciting. And next I moved on to another city to go to a trade show, which was equally stimulating because like anything else in business, when we get to meet new people and we get to share a little bit of ourselves in business and in personal space, you know, you get to meet new people and, well, you get to hear new stories. And I did just that. So I've been on the road for over 2 weeks. I've met some really cool individuals. And also on the road, I got to share a home with some colleagues and some dear friends of mine, which just continued to add to this whole idea of being with people. It's a night and day thing. It's not just about, you know, making plans for dinner or being able to have weekend time with people. I think it runs a little bit deeper, and well, this certainly fortified that. The other flip side of it was that I got to meet cool new people who opened up and just started to share a little bit about their own lives and their stories. And well, the big takeaway for me was I've got some really cool guests to bring on the show who will share, you know, some of their stories and their detours. And I have to say, it's just so exciting to hear more and sort of affirm what I know to be true is that I'm not alone when I say, you know, loneliness is something that's sort of devastating all of us and pervasive in our world today. There's just so much going on, but that is just something that's definitely been impacting all of us. And for those of us who are at times suffering or feeling the pain and the effect of that, hearing someone else share their take on it can often just be an amazing relief. And it's not about thinking someone else is uncomfortable, so that's okay. It's more saying, I get it. My discomfort is temporary, where it's felt by others. And in that, I can feel assured that I'm not alone and that I can combat this. And I think sharing and being open and vulnerable with others is, yeah, it's been really helpful. I have to put it out there that, yeah, that's been really helpful. I'm really pleased about that part of it. So just wanted to have a quick, short episode and share what's been happening with me while I've been road tripping it for 2+ weeks. I'm actually en route to head back home, and I look forward to the quietness. I look forward to the next you know, week or so of being able to recalibrate and rest. But be assured, I can't wait to drop in and find myself in the middle of another friend's family so that I can do all this over again. And I highly recommend it. It's become my new normal, and I'm really liking it. Alrighty, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.